to me and nothing's enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Nothing's enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, actually, this is one that a lot of people have asked me for, so I'm glad that we can make this happen. But it's her time to shine, my good friend Paris Vandale. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that I got to get you on here finally. So this is one that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I wanted, like, you know, now, like, being a Panoptic champion and things like that, like, I figured this was perfect timing to have you come on here. So thank you for joining us here. But guys, if you're new here for the Under the Ropes series here, I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, referees, promoters, backstage, I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Paris, please feel free, drop them into the chat. I'm sure she'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. All right, so I like to go back to basics so everybody can learn a little bit more about you. So we'd like to learn a little bit about, you know, how you got into professional wrestling.
Okay, so we're trying, like, Cliff Notes version. I have two older brothers who are big into wrestling, so I kind of just grew up watching it and always being a fan. And I feel like even as, like, a young kid, like, that was something that I was like, oh, this would be so cool to, like, be a wrestler. But, like, I never, like, really knew that, like, indie wrestling existed or anything outside of, like, WWE. But flash forward to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn when Sasha and Bayley wrestled. And I saw that match, and I was like, no, like, I have to figure out how to do this someday. So I went on Google. I searched for, like, wrestling schools, came across the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, and I was like, okay, so when the time comes, when I'm old enough, when I graduate high school, this is the school that I'm going to go to, and, you know, the rest is history.
Oh, wow, that's so crazy. That's so wild. Definitely, we just talked to Max Smashmaster last week, so we talked about the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, but he wanted me to ask you about, like, him. Like, what are your thoughts about him, and what do you have to say about him?
I mean, he's such a good trainer, you know, like, he, just like all the other trainers at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, each one of them brings, like, a different, like, unique, like, talent or, like, style that they would, like, I guess, teach all the students, and he's very big on, like, character work and, like, creativity, and big on, like, body control stuff, which I think is, like, really helpful with, like, wrestling. I think another just, like, great thing about him is that he's very honest, which I think is a good quality to have in a trainer. So, like, if I have, like to ask him about a match, like, I know he's gonna give me his brutal, like, honest feedback. So, like, that's always good.
Yeah, definitely. I think he thought that you were gonna, like, crap on
him. No. I don't know why you would think that.
I think it was looking for that, like, to, like, bust his chops, like, a little bit, pretty much. So, there you go. See? You know? Okay. So, I like to ask this question because, obviously, like, I've seen you. I mean, I've had you, like, even in my Indie Talks episodes backstage. But the fan that's never seen you wrestle before, you know, and wants to become a fan of you, what is the go-to match that you would recommend for them to watch?
That's a really good question. I think I have two.
Okay.
One with Shannon Lavangi from Chaotic Seize the Throne show. I love working Shannon. I feel like we've wrestled each other so many times. I think I've wrestled her probably, like, no exaggeration, like, 15 times, which I think is, like, insane. So we always just have great chemistry. And then any of my matches with Aaron Rourke, either at Fight Life or Chaotic as well, another one that I feel like I have really great chemistry with.
Yes, Love Aaron. You guys can check out that interview with him as well if you haven't. Chad's in the chat. Hi, Chad. What's going on? Hi, Jay. Hi, John. What's going on? Share the stream. Let's get some people in here. Ask all of your questions. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's break down some of these promotions that we brought up. I definitely was going to talk about Shannon, so we'll go back into it. But let's talk about Chaotic as a whole. Let's start with Chaotic. Obviously, Chaotic is a special place for me. You know, if I could be up there at every show, I would. If not, I'm in the Twitch chat usually watching all the matches that you guys have. So even if I don't watch it live, I watch it back. So you guys can watch that on Twitch. So you can subscribe if you have Amazon Prime. You got a free sub a month, so there you go. So, again, you are currently the Panoptic champion. So talk to us a little bit about Chaotic. Talk to us what it meant for you to win, you know, the Panoptic championship or any other memories that, you know, you want to share.
So Chaotic has always been, like, a home for me, you know, training at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. Always, like, I started off, like, training with Armani Chaos, and we would always talk about, like, oh, it'd be, like, so cool one day to, like, finally make our Chaotic debuts. And I think what was so special is we talked about that for so long, and then we actually ended up making our debuts together as Higher Society. So that's definitely, like, a special, like, fond memory. And then obviously now being the Panoptic champion and actually beating him for, like, the Panoptic title, I think that's, like, a special, like, really, like, cool moment.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. And again, like, you guys can watch us all back on Twitch, and you and Aaron, like, and man, everybody over there, you know, it's wild. And again, like, Shanna Lavangi, like, which I will eventually have on this podcast as well, you know, so definitely, like, make sure you're subscribed to the Indie Wrestling Corner. There's so many of you guys. I'm trying to keep up. I can't.
There's a lot of us. I feel like the Chaotic roster just keeps continuing to, like, build and grow, whether it's, like, mainstay, like, members of the roster, or, like, you know, we just had U-Ball come in, and I got to wrestle him, like, two shows ago, and that was, like, a really, like, fun experience. I really liked that match as well against U-Ball.
What are your, like, favorite, like, moments, like, in Chaotic?
I would definitely probably either say, I think, obviously, winning the Panoptic title is, like, a huge moment, just because, like, having, like, the, like, to have Chase and everybody that, like, runs Chaotic, like, have that trust in me to, like, hold, like, a title, I think is, like, really cool, and I'm really, like, honored that he, like, trusts me that much.
Yeah.
And then I think just tagging with Armani Chaos is a big, like, pivotal moment in my career. Like, he's one of, like, very, like, good friend of mine, so, like, to get to share, like, being a tag team with him was really fun.
Definitely. I found Chaotic last January because of JT Dunn. So I'm glad that, like, I got to come up and, like, you and Armani, like, I got to see, like, live in person, like, even, like, the few times that I've been up there. So it's, there's nothing like Chaotic. I love it. Much love to Chase and everybody in backstage. But even, like, again, all the students, like, it's growing.
Yeah.
So is there anybody that's, like, that you haven't wrestled yet that you would love to wrestle on the Chaotic platform?
I haven't wrestled, like, Becca in a while. I think the last time we wrestled was during, like, Chaotic tapings, mm-hmm. and we were, like, so new, and I feel like we didn't really know ourselves too much back then, so, like, to actually wrestle each other now where we are more experienced, I think we would have a great match. I would love to wrestle Ava Everett. We've actually never wrestled in a singles match. We've done, like, tags, but never one-on-one, and then I think Anthony Green is just, he's one of, like, the best wrestlers out there right now. So that's another person.
But you got to wrestle Anthony Green because I was there and you beat him.
I did. But I feel like still then I was so new. I had just stopped tagging with Armani Chaos. And, like, all we were doing was, like, tagging. I didn't really have much experience as, like, a single wrestler. Mm-hmm. So, like, now getting to wrestle him and I've, like, grown so much, I feel like that match would be way better than the one that we had previously.
Absolutely. Jack's in the chat. Hi, Jack. What's going on? He says, hello, ladies. So, all right. So let's talk about another. Let's talk about another one, because I know like a fan commented on my post today that I shared the stream. So we're gonna talk about Pug Pro. Pug Pro just made its debut. You guys could definitely check that out. That was on IWTV. Everything meshes together. Yeah, IWTV. So you could check that out. So you and TJ Crawford got to wrestle. So there's so much that we have to talk about here. So I love Pug Pro. Definitely check this out if you haven't watched it. It was really fun. It's Anthony Green's promotion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So definitely check this out. So tell us how it was working with TJ, and then tell us, you know, did TJ ever pay up for his date with you?
So I guess, I think that we, maybe, I don't know. It was weird. Like the date, whole date thing after, I'm like, I don't, we obviously went on, like, Valentine's Day just happened, but I'm like, I don't really think that counts as, like, a winning date, you know? Right. So he still has to pay up on that because I won. But that match was just insane. Even previously to, like, dating TJ, like, I'd always wanted to, like, wrestle him. I think he's really talented. So that was a lot of fun getting to have that match. I was really excited when I saw that I was going to get to wrestle him. And then just throwing Doug in the mix was just like, what is going on? There was a couple times where, like, in that match where Doug would just, like, say stuff and I had to, like, keep my composure on not to laugh. Because Doug is just Doug, and he's just so, like, just entertaining. Yeah, that match was really fun and really insane, hitting each other with candy hearts. Like, it was wild.
Right. It was fun. Definitely go check out. I love that there was props, that we had, like, a lot of hearts going on in the...
On branch.
It was great. Definitely fun. Definitely check that out. All right. The other question that a fan wanted me to talk about, he wanted me to talk about AW Dark with you. You know, you wrestle Sky Blue. So one, they want to know, and, you know, I want to know, let's talk a little bit about working AW, you know, that a lot of fans have got this opportunity. TJ, I actually saw him. I was there when TJ had his, you know, debut over there at AW Dark. So tell us a little bit about your debut, what it was like being backstage. Were you nerve-wracked being in front of all those fans?
It's definitely nerve-wracking. Like, you know, I feel like it's nerve-wracking for, I think, anybody, like, being just kind of plopped into, like, the TV, like, not millions, but, like, there was, like, thousands of, like, what felt like thousands of people just, like, watching you and, like, everybody, like, watching, like, on, like, YouTube and stuff. It was, like, so cool, though, and definitely, like, really, like, surreal. Like, if you would have told me, like, when I first started training or, like, when AEW first, like, came to, like, be, that I was going to get to, like, do that, like, I probably wouldn't have believed you. I think that's just, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And I got to learn a lot. Like, everybody was, like, really nice and, like, really helpful, whether that was, like, the producers or, like, the people that I've wrestled. So it was, like, really, really fun, and I'm really grateful for that experience.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, we'll see you down the line over there. Maybe return with another AEW Dark. And shout out to the photographers back there, because they take gorgeous photos. They really, really do. So it's so nice to, like, see that. So, all right, let's talk Fight Life. Shout out to Frank, another promotion. I love it. It's on High Spots, so you can check that out as well if you want to watch some of their matches. Another promotion I want to come up to. Like, I wish I could come to everything. I just need to move up to New England. Let's just be real. So let's talk about, like, some of the names that you work. You work Veda Scott, you have Black Cat, Channel of Angie. So, you know, I love the fact that we get to see it at a brewery most of the time, even though there's been at other places as well. And pretty much almost, like, sells out all the time.
Yeah.
So
show, like, does, like, extremely well. And I think it's a great mix of, like, you know, like, the New England talent and then, like bigger names. Like, we have, like, Speedball and, like, Jordan Oliver and, like, Buddy Matthews just came over, like, a couple shows ago. I think it's just, like, it's so cool to see what Frankie has, like, done in all of the matches that I've had. It's just, I cannot, like, thank and be more, like, happy that I get to work those shows.
Yeah. I know that we got to talk at one of the backgrounds that I was talking about the beer, like, if you were named after a beer. So yeah. I know TJ came up with it. Now I don't remember, what was it? Oh, the Paris Van Ale.
Yes,
that's what it was. So
I'm a big beer drinker, but I like the environment, like wrestling at a brewery. Chaotic just did a brewery show mm-hmm. on Saturday, and I got to wrestle Aaron Rourke again, and that was like really fun. I feel like just like the vibes, like everybody's just there to like have a good time, like I feel like every show. But I also feel like at a brewery, it's like kind of seems a little bit more intimate than like be like when you go to like the Chaotic shows at like U-Tech and stuff.
Yeah. So this is fun. I know this is like one of many of like the rotation that Frank had said. I know Frank is also talking about going to Connecticut. And he said he was talking about going to another place in Massachusetts. So it's kind of out there. Definitely fun promotion. I love that we got the food trucks usually.
Yeah.
That goes there too. That's definitely fun. But this is definitely an experience.
Definitely experience.
But I also like you said, that he brings like names from like all over the place. So someone like me that lives in New York, and then I start seeing like Young, Dumb, and Broke coming up, and then even in the background watching people never meeting each other for the first time finally meeting each other. That was fun for me. That's just like a little fun for me, because like I want the collide of different wrestlers to wrestle each other. Even like one of your last matches, you were like feuding on Twitter. That's gotta be fun, right?
It's a lot of fun. I think Twitter a lot of the times can just be an insane place, and I feel like there sometimes can be a lot of like negativity on Twitter, but I just like, you know, it's fun to just like start like tweeting at people just like stupid things.
Yeah.
And I like was like, hey, Fight Life, why don't I have a match? And it paid off. I mean, I did get like problems. Not to talk about that.
Okay, we won't talk about that. No, but that was fun. I definitely have fun watching like you guys going off on like Twitter with each other, setting up for matches. I'm very big into like the storytelling, and I feel like plays a massive role. And me and Max Smash Master were talking about storytelling and why it's so important in wrestling. So I wish more wrestlers would do that. So
I feel like especially like social media, I feel like in this age is like such a big tool, and like mostly everybody has social media.
Yeah.
So if you can like take like whatever like feud or like story or program like you're currently in and like elevate it through like the social media aspect, it's only gonna like help you.
Definitely. So guys, come on. More people need to do this. It's like one of my favorite things of wrestling. So with Fight Life coming up, is there anybody like okay, so let's take all the people from like Chaotic in New England. So like, if you could have like a match at Fight Life, like your pick, you know, who do you want to wrestle?
I feel like I'm starting to like not wrestle as many women anymore. I feel like I'm starting, for a while there was a period where I was like just strictly wrestling women, and now I feel like I'm getting more into like the intergender aspect, which I love both. But I feel like I want to start, you know, wrestling more women. I think somebody who's like really great is Billy Starks. I'd love to wrestle Billy. Danny Moe. I feel like there's so many just like incredible women out there, and I feel like there's a lot of like good women that I would just love to wrestle.
Oh, there's so many out there. So well, Frank, write it down. Because I feel like Billy's gonna get signed real soon.
Definitely.
So Billy's like a must soon, but I think it's harder even like for Fight Life, since it's the Wednesdays that they do. So with her still being in school.
Yeah.
So unless it's like break, like I think this is a week is school break. So Frank, come on, like, or the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's going to get snatched though.
She's
really good. So Jack's putting eyes in the chat. Jeff says, sorry, I'm late, Queen Paris. I'm bowing down as we speak.
Thank you.
Dave's in the chat. Photographer Dave, what's going on? He goes, who are five people that you would like to wrestle that you haven't wrestled yet?
Okay. Five. There's so many people. God, this is a tough question. Definitely, like I just said, Billy. She's great. I don't know if you've heard of Devin Monroe.
Oh, yes.
I love him. I've gotten to, on, like, the Pride and Vibe shows and Paris is Bumping, gotten to, like, meet him and, like, talk to him, and he's so nice, but I've never gotten to, like, wrestle him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to wrestle him. I think he's...
so sweet.
Yeah, the nicest person,
too. And so good.
Yeah.
So good.
I feel like Willow. I love Willow. I'd love to wrestle Willow. There's so many people. I'm like,
oh. We're putting you on the spot here. But you, listen, call your damn spot because you never know what can happen.
Yes.
Putting it out there.
I would love to wrestle I lost my wording. A Widow Belmont. I'd love to wrestle her. I don't know if you heard of Widow Belmont. Mm-hmm. She's like a she used to do like a bunch of chaotic, and I feel like she's definitely like one of like the cornerstones of like women's wrestling in New England. So I'd love to get in there with her because I've wrestled Davey, I've wrestled Lish, and I feel like I have to wrestle Mistress Belmont now.
Yes.
And then Ava. I know I said her too, but I feel like we've only done tags, and I feel like that's like so, I think, like interesting that like we've never wrestled each other in a singles. I feel like because we're always like at the same same shows. We're in like chaotic. We're both trained by Nepo, and we've never had a singles match. So I want that singles match.
Ooh, there you go. There's so many people out there.
I could like list like a thousand.
Well, you know, Willow, you know, I feel like this could be a Beyond or a Wrestle Open that could happen too. I mean, we could talk about Wrestle Open because you've been on Wrestle Open too. Much love to, you know, Drew and Paul. I love Wrestling Open. I think it's like one of the best, you know, promotions that's out there for people that aren't known. And especially me, like, came up and there was like so many collision of the New England and then like even like Marcus Matters coming up from like H2O. I'm like, oh, yes. Let's make this happen, you know? So let's talk about Wrestle Open a little bit.
I feel like it's such like a cool concept and definitely a concept that is unique in that nobody's doing. Like Beyond before, you know, was doing the Uncharted Territories, and that was such like a big thing for them. But now with, I think Wrestling Open is almost has gotten bigger than Uncharted in a way, because I feel like everybody's just like, ooh, like, what's this? Like, we have, like, people who've never, like, watched wrestling before or, like, don't really know much about indie wrestling coming down to the White Eagle just because it's getting around so much by word of mouth, which I think is, like, really cool and, like, really special.
Yeah, in the summertime, I saw the H2O boys, like, outside that they were flyering. Like, you know, they were, like, stopping people's cars. And they were like, hey, you know, like, when they had the baseball games going on. Yeah. So then when they were, like, running to, like, 11 o'clock and then trying, like, if you had a ticket, I think the admission was only $5 or something. So it's kind of cool to really see. I know everybody thinks I'm nuts when I do the travel up all those hours. And I'm like, but it's so good. Like,
so much fun, too.
It is.
Like, I feel like I said, it's such a unique, like, never really been done before, like almost like I feel like when it was first starting to like the whole like plan was starting to like formulate and all of that, it was almost like advertised as almost like an open mic night,
right?
Like, I feel like, and I feel like that's, like I said, such like a cool concept where like, you know, you have to sign up so you never know what matches you're gonna get,
right? So do you know like before the fact, or like you come in the day of and then you find out if you're not like one of the actual ones like announced?
No, I think we all pretty much like we know going into.
Okay. I think people probably wanted to know like how that works a little bit. Let's see. Wait, let me get into this chat. Jack wants to know, what is your booking information? Oh, snap. Getting booked on the podcast. What's going on?
You can either DM me on Instagram or Twitter. Both handles are at the Paris Van Dale, or you can email me, which is book.parisvandale@gmail.com.
There you go. So, oh, he found it. Okay. Well, now you have it on the pretty cool. Pretty cool. Jeff says at Chaotic, please whoop Chris Loggins' ass, even though he doesn't deserve it. Hey Wes, what's going on? He said, hey ladies, Kyle and Wes say hi, much love and respect. Thank you for coming in, supporting us all. So all right, let's see. I had that fan question, Dave. I saved it in here. Okay, so we're gonna move forward. Okay, fan tweet from Ben C. He goes, what was your favorite match of this past year?
Like I said, the two matches that I had instead of my, like, I guess, must watch if you're trying to, like, be a fan of me. Mm-hmm. My match with Shannon Lavangi at Chaotic, and then my match with Aaron Rourke, also at Chaotic. I love all of my matches at Chaotic. And then another one, I wrestled Davey N on WWR Plus. I forget the name of the show, like the actual, like what it was advertised. I think it was their most recent one.
Right. The nice thing with that too is that if you want, you know, you could go on the IWTV and you could just type Paris Mandel, and then it's going to come up with all the shows that she was listed on through, you know, IWTV. So you can definitely check out that. Chaotic, again, like you're going to have to actually go into Twitch. Same thing with Fight Life. You're going to have to go into iSpots. So pretty much easy find for you over there. Okay, so we got another fan tweet from Good Cop, Bad Cop. He likes to mess with everybody on my podcast. So he says, with Paris Vandale being an anagram of naval despair, do you have any anecdotes involving traveling on ships or boats that you didn't go according to plan?
No, and thank God, because I do not like being in water. I have never been on a cruise. Cruises terrify me. I don't like the like large bodies of water, just like freak me out, not being able to see mm-hmm. like what's in it. I just like I don't like, and I can't swim, so you will not catch me anywhere. So no, answer your question.
You're so crazy, good cop, bad cop. I can't with you. All right, we have another fan. I got a lot of fan questions for you. All right, so we have another one from John. I think he said in the chat right now. What's up, John? He said, who do you want to fight the most at Wrestling Open?
Wrestling Open. There's a lot of people. I know they're big on doing, like, women's wrestling right now. I feel like there's not that many intergender matches. Mm-hmm. But I just love to just, like, beat up Love Doug once. He's just, like... I don't know. I feel like that would entertain me, so I would love Doug. It probably wouldn't happen, but...
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like right now, Wrestling Open's really heavily focused on, like, the women's division, so I feel like mm-hmm. they'd want to really build that before doing intergender mm-hmm. matches.
So it's going to have to happen at Fight Life or Chaotic, then?
Yeah, but I would love to do that on Wrestling Open, just because I feel like everybody loves Love Doug, and I yeah. feel like it's just, like... punch me in the face. Why not?
You know, I love it. I'm just thinking about like one of the promoters talking about one of the wrestlers. He's like, he's got not him, like another wrestler is like, he's got such a punchable face. And that's like all I'm thinking of right now, like with you and Doug. Like, I just want to punch him in the face. Like,
me and I have a love hate relationship with Doug. You know, I feel like he's just so entertaining, but at the same time, I'm like, Doug, like, just stop. Like, you're. What are you doing?
Well, the challenge is out there pretty much now. So. Yeah. Let's see. Jeff is saying, no, we love Doug.
I think that's why I'm so entertained by the fact, because everybody loves him so much. So I feel like, and a lot of people hate me. So I feel like I, for some reason, just punching Doug to get
it would give you a lot of heat,
and I love it, you know. That would entertain me.
Zach's in the chat. Zach's one of your biggest fans, and he loves to mess with you at all the shows. He Doug. Said just fight Doug at Chaotic, and then he said Doug is Mr. Steel, your man.
God, I feel like it sometimes, honestly. I joke all the time that Doug is TJ's,
it's the side piece,
significant other, not me. So he's probably right.
Jeff says little Doug's gonna be mad.
Poor Love Doug kid. Love Doug kid doesn't like me, so like I'll fight Love Doug. He already doesn't like me, so why not?
I love it with because me with some of the wrestlers, Mike Skyros is like the biggest one that I have the biggest feud with, so I feel like Zach's like one of your biggest feuds, because Zach's always coming at you at the Chaotic shows or else even when I'm here, like I see it or I hear it of him with you.
I always hear him, like I'll walk out and just by the boo I'm like, oh, he's here.
I love it though. I think right, like more adds to you.
It entertains me, honestly. Like I think the other day I was just like going off on like Shannon on Twitter, and he's a big Shannon fan.
Right.
And, like, every single time I would just post about Shannon, he would just respond in, like, the most wildest thing. And he, like, told me that I was going to, like, lose my title, and then I was, like, hand my title over to Shannon, which didn't happen, spoiler alert. But, yeah. He entertains me.
Zach says, it is very fun. So, like, you're entertained, we're entertained, the fans are entertained. I'm here for it. That's why I always tell people, be loud, go for it, you know, I'll fight the heels. Zach said, because you walked off.
Did I walk off or did I have a strategy? Think
about that. Now you say you couldn't beat her straight up.
I've beaten her before, Zach. I'll beat her again. So. I know you love Shannon, but she's just not on my level, you know?
Ooh. So now I have to have Shannon on the podcast because I feel like we have to rebuttal off of this one. So, So definitely stay tuned. Hopefully we can make that work out. Zach said you're still in trouble. Damn.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry, right?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't. Okay, you're going hard. You're going hard on my podcast now, Zach. I'm dead. All right. Okay, do you have any pre-match rituals?
Honestly, I really don't. I just hope for the best. I probably take a sip of water and just hope for the best.
Really?
Yeah. No. I feel like,
yeah.
Go ahead. And it's honestly, like, probably, like, really bad. Like, I don't even, like, stretch before my matches. I know I probably should, but I just, like, don't.
No so, nerves, no nothing. Like I'm
nervous, like definitely nervous. I feel like I'm always nervous before I wrestle. But then once I walk through the curtain, like it almost just like disappears. Mm-hmm. But other than just like nerves, like always nerves, I don't have anything like special that I do.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. So favorite snack. Now pay attention, guys. If you want to like bring her something, this is where you know.
Like, oh my god, putting me on the spot. I like Kit Kat.
Oh, we're besties.
Kit Kats are like Reese's.
I can't do the peanut butter, but Kit Kats are my favorite. We're besties now. So, bring her Kit Kats at the shows. I don't know, every time like I do a podcast and people talk about like snacks or whatever, people bring shit. Ricky Smokes talked about wine, and somebody brought him red wine at one of the Chaotic shows the next day.
Bring me all of the
Landon Hale got Twix bars.
That's not none of that stuff happens to me, and that makes me sad.
Now that we put it out there, it's gonna happen now.
Nobody brings me stuff.
I'm not sharing my Kit Kats with you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know I'm like really like easy to like hate, but like damn guys.
Aw, like, I like heels. I have a very soft spot for heels because I feel like it's more entertaining.
I love. My favorite thing.
Do you like it more better than being a face more?
Yeah, I've never been one. Fun fact. Like now it's like kind of like some people like are starting to like cheer me at Chaotic and I'm like, guys, please stop. Don't do that. I don't like I for some reason I just like it stressed me out. I don't like it.
Really?
Boo me. I love being booed. I feel like it's so much it entertains me more and it makes me happier. People that hate me. That was weird. That's like probably like a really like odd thing to say, but like whatever.
No, I've had wrestlers gone here talking about that they prefer being a heel than being a face. You know, I know like some people just want to be a face and they can't be the heel, they can't do it. And then there's like the people that perfect being a heel and can't do the face. So Bam Sullivan's one that came on here and he was such a good heel. He didn't like it. He said he hated it, but he was so good at it.
I feel like I just have, like, major RBF. So. No, it's honestly, it's a problem. Because I'm sure, did you see, like, the post that Chaotic made of, like, Doug and TJ, like, winning the tag title?
Yep.
And I'm in the background, so mad. And I'm like, why do, like, I wasn't mad. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, I feel, like, actually really bad. Like, everybody's, like, so happy, smiling, and I'm just, like, clapping with, like, my RBF. And I'm like, wow, that's, like, That's depressing.
It's out there forever now. It was a cute video.
I don't hate my boyfriend.
Zach and Jeff are fighting in the chat. Jeff saying, Zach, leave the Queen of Chaotic alone. Just is pretty sure my baby mama got Ricky Wine. Zach says, I'm definitely a sucker for a good heel. Like, I can't with you guys. Actually, you know what I want to talk about that I just thought about now that I didn't put in my questions is I want to talk about your gear. Yeah. I'm a sucker for gear. I love like good gear. I always usually comment when I really like the gear. I fell in love with your gear. You know, the one that's on our layout here as you guys are, if you guys are watching the video. So if you're listening to the audio after, it's like money all over your gear. It's just so cute. So talk to us a little bit about that. Cause again, like there's also wrestlers out there that are also looking for gear makers too. So maybe you can shout them out too.
I love gear. I think it's probably one of like my favorite parts about wrestling. And I do have some similar like designs for sets, but for the most part, anytime that like I place like a gear order, like I want it to be like different. I don't want to have like one set look. I think it's just like cool to have like different, like before I was wearing like shorts, and then one time I was wearing like almost like the trunk style, and now I'm wearing like almost like the joggers with like the money gear. I have, like, a really great gear designer. Her name is Kim. She lives in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And she actually isn't, like, a wrestling gear maker.
Oh.
Her, like, main job is she designs, like, gym, like, athletic wear. And I think, actually, the first person that I had, like, found her through was Kathleen. Like, when Kathleen, like, first started like wrestling, I think that's who she was getting her gear made by.
Mm-hmm.
And Becca was like getting her gear made by Kim for a while. So like I just like messaged Kim through her business page, which is Astro Sportswear. And I was like, hey, like, do you think like you could make this like for me? Like I'm a wrestler. And she's like, yeah, like no problem. And she's like so quick. I think that's like the biggest perk about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll literally like place a gear order like, say on like a Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I'll probably most likely get it probably like by the following Friday or like,
wow,
she's insanely quick. And that's just like, I feel like that's crazy because I hear so many stories of like people waiting like 6 months for gear, and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you Kim for being a godsend and making this gear for me. 2 weeks.
Maybe it's because of the fact that she's so used to doing the high volume with the athletic. So,
and so many people like have like ordered from her like now, like until like, and it's like so funny, like a bunch of us like just joke and we're like, oh, like we're just gonna make Kim a full-blown like wrestling seamstress. Like I know Shannon's gotten her gear from Kim before, TJ and Doug, Armani Chaos, Davey, bunch of people.
Wow.
And right.
So there you go. Because I know people are always like looking.
Yeah.
People ask me. I like to share stuff like that too for anybody that's looking for names. But I love this. So it's like, you know, I like just caught me when you came out. I was like, oh, this is cute. I was like, I like the money. Like, you look good. You feel good. You know, that's awesome. Does it feel like, you know, is it very different compared with wrestling gear up against like the athletic?
Not really. I think, like, you know, I've only known Kim's work, so I don't know, like how it feels in comparison to other, like, wrestling gear. Mm-hmm. But I will say it's, like, so comfortable. Like, there's times where, like, I'll wrestle and I feel like I'll hear, like, other people be like, oh, I just want to get out of this gear. Like, I just want to get out of this gear, get dressed. I'm like, I could, like, probably, like, take a nap in this gear.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Just, like, thank you, Kim, for being an icon.
That's awesome. Well, definitely cute. I'm always looking forward to like the next best gear that comes in the future. So I always like notice on that stuff. Very, very, very important to me. All right. So let's do a positive thing on this podcast. It's very dear to my heart, wrestling with positivity. So Anything that you can think of, whether maybe something like a fan's done for you, maybe you've done for a fan, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something you've done for a wrestler, anything that like sticks out to you that you can share that, you know, we wouldn't know unless, you know, we're asking this question for it.
It's a really good question. I feel like I'm fortunate enough to have had so many positive interactions over like my short time with wrestling, where I know I've like hurt like other people not so like much. Just like any fan that's like taking the time to like buy merch for me or like ask for like an autograph at shows, like I'm always like super thankful for that. Really early on into my training, Davian, Ava, and AG were always just like so good to me. They would let me come to shows with them, like no like questions asked. When I first got moved into the advanced ring from the beginner ring, like I had no idea like what I was doing, as I feel like a lot of people like do like wrestling such like a, like you never stop learning. But Ava like helped me with like moves and like stuff, like gear, like places to like find gear and stuff like that. And she was always like really helpful to me. So I'll always like be thankful for that as well.
Much love to Ava out there as well. Gear, it was another one. She came out, I saw her at Life Pro a couple weeks ago. And like, I just fell in love with her little gear. It was like the cow inspired. Was it the cow head or was it the something like that? It was like pink and white. And I was like saying to her, I was like, I love your gear. She's like, thank you. It's like, oh, I
so good. I'm like, you look so good like all the time. Like, actually,
she's so cute. And I think at Wrestleville too, that I was talking about her eyelashes because she had kind of like, and she said they were like from Halloween, yeah. But they had like metallic glitter like coming out too. And I was like, oh, so cute. So, well, I'm a girl, so like I'm gonna notice all that stuff. So, so shout out to her. All right. So, what are some things you like to do when you're not wrestling?
I love to just watch reality shows. I'm a reality show fan. I love like competition reality shows, like just like drama reality shows. Like I'm on a real big Real Housewives kick right now.
Okay.
I'm also like a big fan of like, as far as like competition reality shows, like I love The Challenge. That's mm-hmm. like one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. I like to read. That's kind of might be like a boring thing to like say, but I'm big like book like nerd, I guess you could say. So I just like to, like, relax and, like, unwind, like, outside of wrestling. Nothing, like, too crazy. Just watch TV, read some books.
Okay, so here's, the, like, the two-part question. Have you watched the show Love is Blind?
I have not. Oh, no, yes. Actually, I watched the first season.
Right. It got worse.
But yeah, I've heard that, so I just, like, kind of, like, stopped.
I just like finished the third season. It was a train wreck. So if you like stuff that's just watching a train wreck, definitely watch it. I was cursing out the television within like the first 5 minutes. So
sorry.
No, go ahead.
I watched like the first season. I was like kind of into it, but it didn't really catch my attention enough to like continue. But maybe I have heard that just like this season especially is just like absolutely just like what is going on. We'll have to check that season
out. Bad because I didn't even want to watch the third season, and then one day I was like bored, and then my friend's like, please watch Love is Blind. I'm like, I don't want to watch this crap. And they're like, please, because there's so much we have to talk about. I was like, all right, fine. So I got sucked in. Okay, again, like I said, first 5 minutes, I cursed out the television pretty much. I was writing my friend, I'm like, this guy's a piece of shit, pretty much, whatever like that. So she's like, you gotta finish it because I gotta tell you all the drama after the fact. So one, like they got it, like this one couple got engaged. They didn't make it at the altar, right? But then like when the reunion came back, they were together. And then the end of it that the guy proposed to the girl, but then it was out all over the place that the guy was cheating on the girl with somebody in another like state.
I feel like I did hear about that. I'm just like, the concept of the show is just already just like, what is going on? Like, you don't get to like see the person,
right?
And no, then it's on like the same level of like 90 Day Fiance, where I'm like, what? Like, what is going on? Like, I just like, I can't relate to that.
It's so like, stupid.
Yeah,
my friend wants me to go on the show, and I'm like, are you crazy? No.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't even want to freaking date anybody on the apps, okay? Like, you're going to put me on a show and get engaged within a week? I think it's a week.
You can't see them. Not that that's, like, everything, but, like, it's, like...
And John Cena, the show, like, it's so bad. Well, I'm not doing it. They wouldn't want me anyway, but...
Don't do it.
Because I'll just curse everybody out, but that's besides the point. Oh, and the second part question, because I know Dom would ask this because you talked about books, and I'm sure he probably asked you this, but I know he'll kick my ass if I don't ask about what is your favorite book and why?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite book, but I do have, like, a favorite, genre.
Okay.
I love, like, mysteries. Anything that's, like, a mystery or, like, any, like, mystery-type books I'm, like, really invested in.
Okay, well, there you go, Dom. Go recommend some books, because I know he listens to the interviews, and he'll usually ask me that question to ask all you guys. He's a big reader. So, there you go. Recommend some books for her. So, all right, so I have two final questions for you. If you guys have any in the chat, please feel free. Drop them in there. All right, so we're kind of, like, still in the beginning of 2023, so what's some goals that you have for the rest of the year?
I would love, big goal, I would love to wrestle outside of the United States. I feel like whether that's, you know, Germany, England, just anywhere. And then I feel like another goal, I would love to, wrestles run like 2 years in a row and I haven't done a show on either, like, wrestle weekend. So I'd love this year, would love to be a part of the wrestle in some way, shape, or form.
That was fun, Russellville. Definitely fun. But all the shows, who knows what's going to be there next year? You know, and then Wrestle Open, I feel like, you know, is a great possibility for you. I would love to see Chaotic part of Russellville.
That would be a great time.
I feel like it would be really, really fun. Or Fight Life. I mean, there's a bunch. I would just love to see. So maybe, or maybe Pug Pro. Yeah. That'd be fun because Anthony Green seems to always be on the Russellville. So. We'll see. So make sure you guys are staying tuned for that too. All right. So I like to finalize the podcast with, you know, for those inspired or amateur wrestlers out there, you know, maybe someone that's thinking about getting into wrestling, or maybe they just started getting into wrestling. What's a piece of advice that you would give them?
I feel like when everybody starts wrestling, they always go through a point where overthinking, I feel like, is big. In wrestling, whether that's just like training, whether you're on shows, and I feel like overthinking is just like a part of like life. There's a student like actually recently that was, I feel like, told, like, confided in a bunch of us and like told us that they were like having some issues, you know, like just overthinking and felt like they were, you know, they couldn't get like these like couple drills down. And like I feel like one thing that would be good for people to know that like it's good to be in almost like, I guess you'd say, uncomfortable situations to a point, because you're never going to get better if you don't challenge yourself. So yes, at this point you might feel like, oh, like a little uneasy, like I don't really know, like this drill, like I'm having issues like getting this down, and that's okay. But like, you know, just keep trying, keep pushing through to like get out of like that mental block, if that makes sense.
I think that's great advice. For people on there, that's why I always like to ask, because you never know, you know, what could help somebody out there. So we have a lot of people that are still training or going into training, so I like to provide that for them. Good Cop Pat Cop just came into the chat. What's going on? He's going back to the beginning. Thank you. Au revoir, catch you later, he said. Jeff says, great interview, love you both. Thank you so much. All right, so let's talk about what's coming up. So I have one of the flyers here that you gave me. So Battle of the Throne, Capital Battle, March 11th, that's coming up. So do you have an opponent, or it's just like a...
So it's like a big Rumble format.
Okay.
And the winner gets a title shot in the future. And I'm actually really excited because this is my debut.
Oh.
Capital Championship Wrestling. And it's been like a place that I've wanted to work for a little bit now. They book so many great women, and it's an all women's like promotion. I feel like that's I feel like we're really almost like lacking some of those like in like the East Coast right now.
Yeah, definitely more women. Yeah. And I need to put more women on this podcast, because I know a lot of people like ask me for that. It's just like like you said, it's like oversaturated, you know, mostly like male dominant, but, and then a lot of women are keeping up with the men.
Like, women promotions, I feel like, are always so cool, because a lot of the time, you know, there's, like, maybe one or two women's matches, or you'll maybe get, like, a mixed tag match show. But, like, this show is all women, and it's still, you know, bringing in those fans, so you know that they're truly there to, you know, support and watch women's wrestling, which I think is something really special.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that. So definitely look forward. And then I know you said, like, there's other stuff coming, but things aren't announced, you know. So with that being said, tell everybody where they can find you on social so they can follow you. So if they want to come support you, that they can find you, you know, what you have coming up next.
So both of my Twitter and Instagram are at the Paris Vandale. I also have a Facebook page, which is just Paris Vandale. And then if you have a TikTok, I know TikTok is starting to kind of blow up and more people are getting TikTok. So you can also follow me. On there, I post, like, match highlights and just, like, stupid, like, funny little videos, which is also the Paris Vandale. So it's very easy. All of my handles are at the Paris Vandale.
That's pretty awesome. And if people want to buy merch, obviously they can get you at the tables where you're wrestling at, but they can DM you, too, if they want. So definitely hit her up for some merch. So awesome. Well, thank you for coming on here and chatting with me. So... congratulations on being the Panoptic champion.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, everybody go like support Paris. Go see her live. Go boo her since she likes it. Bring her some Kit Kats.
Always Kit Kat.
And hopefully we get to see her Love Dog fight eventually. Yes.
Somebody book me against
Paul. So everybody tweet at Wrestle Open and tell them to book her versus Love Dog because that would be fun. We're going to do that after this podcast. So, but anyway, well, thank you. And thank everybody that tuned in and all your questions and all that fun stuff. I love you very much. Next week, Adam Priest is coming on next Monday. We don't have a definite time, so make sure you're following the Indie Wrestling Corner on all the social platforms and all that fun stuff. Hopefully soon I'll have an Indie Talks background for you as well. I've been taking a little bit of a break with the podcast, but I'm here. So I love you guys very much. But with that being said, stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.